This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The DMV's football team has a bright future. It's time for you to plan yours as well. The exclusive sponsor of our show will help. That's the law firm Cundori & Murad. They'll help update your last will and testament, set up a trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Tomorrow, the show will be out at the Atlas Brewworks in Alexandria. You can come on by and say hello. They've got 15 taps, lots of TVs, great pizza and wings. We'll be there all show long, 2 to 6:30, Atlas Brewworks in Alexandria. Check out the fandc.com for details.
I'm excited to go there tomorrow. There is this wonderful relationship between Atlas Brewworks and Andy's Pizza.
Yes.
So Andy's Pizza wins awards. Atlas Brewworks has all sorts of delicious beers. They have 15 taps, I believe, at this particular location. I'm going to eat some pizza tomorrow. I know it's a bold claim. Big, bold prediction. Talking tough on Thursday. I'm going to eat some pizza tomorrow. Pizza.
My prediction is that the Commanders' offense comes back to the pack a little bit. And that's just more a natural regression, and that it's impossible to sustain what they've done than it is really about the Browns. I think Myles Garrett probably gets a sack. I could see a sack and a half for him. But I don't think Cleveland is good enough defensively to really scare me. I think they're fine. And they're not a good team. I mean, you look at what the Browns have done this season. They've scored 17, 18, 15, and 16 points. Danny, the Commanders are going to beat the Browns.
They haven't taken advantage of bad defenses to the degree that you'd go, okay, Washington might be slowed a little bit, which is normal, right, against just natural regression, and against a defense that we kind of find in some common ground is at least pretty good, if not good, right? So you're going to slow down a little bit. You'd go, okay, even though their offense hasn't been great, they're playing Washington's defense, which to this point, Arizona notwithstanding, has been pretty poor. So you could say Cleveland might be dangerous here. I'm with you. This offense is wretched, despite the fact that I like Jerry Jeudy. Nick Chubb probably is coming back. Amari Cooper is a great route runner and a pretty good player. But they've not been good on that side of the ball, despite playing a couple teams that are pretty terrible in their own right. This feels, dare I say, like a win to me. It's the NFL. Crazy stuff happens. Huge, you know, overdogs lose and underdogs look great and, you know, the whole nine. But every time I do a thing where I go, okay, this plus this is this, win. Well, what if they do it this way? Win. This feels like a win to me, which is terrifying. I'm probably supposed to apologize after saying that, but that's how I feel.
We're at a point, though, where, and it has happened very quickly, we are now expecting them to handle prosperity. We are now, while they're favored, with everybody picking them, saying, yeah, they are going to win and not expecting that they're going to come up small, that they're going to play down to the level of their competition. That in and of itself is new territory.
Yep.
And if you're listening right now, it should bring a smile to your face. I mean, this is all kind of uncharted water. Certainly over our time doing a show together in the early part of a season. Not only have they never been 3-1, think about that, since Danny and I started a show together back in 2014, a decade ago. Mm-hmm. It's never happened, not once. But to be 3-1 and to feel like it's not just that you took advantage of schedule, that a couple of stars align and you beat some bad teams. No, this would be a really legitimate, authentic 4-1 start to their season. I think they're going to beat Cleveland. Did not have them beating the Bengals. I thought they'd lose, but I did feel like they'd compete in that game because I wasn't sold on the Bengals, if you remember. Had them beating Arizona, and to just expect something and have them not let you down was so refreshing. We'll see if it happens twice in as many weeks. I'll be honest, though, if they lose to the Browns, it's not like it's going to go from 60-0 for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say, oh, same old team, here we go again.
Yeah, I'm past that.
I think they give the Ravens a hard time next week. Now, Baltimore's a terrible matchup for them. Terrible. Mm-hmm. The Ravens have a chance with, I think it's 150-some rushing yards this week. They'll be the fifth team of the decade to rush for that number of yards through five games.
Yeah, I think they're going to out Washington in that game. In other words, yeah. Their version of Brian Robinson's a Hall of Famer named Derrick Henry.
They got Henry, Lamar Jackson, yeah. And they can run the football better than any team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And Washington can't stop the run. So it's just a bad matchup. But I do think they're still going to give Baltimore fits. Mm-hmm. I do think that's going to be a good football game. Like, we're at a point now where if we feel that way going on the road to the Ravens, you're going to feel that way most weeks. Is there a game they could play this week in the NFL where you would feel like the Washington Commanders don't have a really good chance to win? No. The best team in the league supposedly right now is the Vikings at 4-0. Sorry, don't scare me. You want to say it's the Chiefs looking for a third straight Super Bowl at 4-0? They've lost their starting running back, Isaiah Pacheco. Their starting wide receiver, Rashee Rice. Travis Kelce looks 100 at his first decent game of the season this past week. Patrick Mahomes is turning the ball over. They're not really scoring, leaving people in their wake. Who scares you? They can be in every single game.
I think that's a good way to put it. So looking at Cleveland specifically, we're now, and again, this is also funny because this is based on a week where I picked them to lose against Cincinnati. I thought they'd get smacked. Wrong. I thought they would lose to Arizona in a competitive game because I thought they would miss Austin Eckler. Wrong. So now I've, in my own sort of personal view, gone from, yeah, they're not for real, to, yeah, I think this is a nice thing, a nice story, a nice team. They'll be competitive. We're growing. They might drop this one because they missed Eckler. To, I'm pretty confident they'll beat a team that's in at the bottom of the same bucket that they're in. That's pretty precipitous. That's a pretty large gap between where I was last Monday in Cincinnati to whatever this is, 10, 11 days from that moment. So if they don't play well, let's say they drop this game to Cleveland, which is not outrageous, by the way. It happens. I mean, look all around the league. There's two undefeated teams you just touched on. Weird, crazy bleep happens all the time. Teams don't show up. The other team has a better plan. Whatever the case, Renaissance game from Deshaun Watson. Who knows? You lose this game and don't look competitive. It's still not going to have me go same old, same old. I'm not there. Now, we turn in three straight weeks of getting boat raced and everybody's figured you out and you can't get right and Daniels is sacked and it looks like the first half against Tampa when it's nothing but scrambles and they don't know what they're doing and the defense still stinks. We can go back to having a same old, but to me, I'm now miles down the road and I can look back and go, I can't even see same old anymore. I can see, oh, that was a bummer. Let's see what happens next week. I'll turn the page. It won't be a referendum to me.
I got a tweet from Mr. Chen here at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. You want to hit us up via social. He said, didn't we go 7-1 under Alex Smith before injury?
No.
No, they did not, sir. You are misremembering a bit. They started the year 2-2, I should say. They beat the Cardinals, lost to the Colts, beat the Packers at a bye week, and then lost to the Saints. So they were 2-2. And then they ripped off 3 in a row to get to 5-2. Then they were 6-3 going into that Texans game when he broke his leg. Was a competitive team, but even that. Any of these fleeting seasons where they were decent to start a year, it's never been like this, where you felt like maybe you had the answer on a rookie contract, and the offense just hasn't hummed this way in a long, long time. Edwin, Silver Spring, you're on G&D. What's good?
Hey, y'all. I feel like like you said, it's not going to be same old skins for me. I feel that, but I don't see us struggling. I really don't. I see a challenge. I don't see us not getting 25 points, man. I really don't. And on the Orioles, there's every reason for Nats fans to trash talk them. Every reason. One, they act like they're more fan than, like they go harder than we do. They do not. When you look at the numbers, when they're struggling, they don't go to that stadium. One. Two, they act like they accomplished more than we do.
In fairness, not a lot of people go to Nats Park either, if we're being honest.
Yeah, but not more people go to Camden Yards when they're struggling. They act like
it's a smaller market, but okay, that's fine.
They do not. And then they don't accomplish anything. We ask them my favorite thing to do with Orioles fans ask, when last did you win the World Series? And they don't like, they're embarrassed to say the number, or it's been so long ago that they forget. It makes me laugh every single time.
Right.
You know? But they do look cute in their orange Hawaiian print shirts and their bucket hats when it goes to the games. They have a nice little style.
So it is a good look, yeah. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you,
dude. Appreciate you. No, I think for me, as someone who I'm just a little bit caught in the middle, whatever that song is, who can see both sides of it, having been on the behind enemy lines, so to speak, I just like that both sides pretend like the other side is the aggressor. And really, it's like, no, you both do that a lot. It's like Nationals fans act like Orioles fans are insufferable to them, but don't actually in any, like, oh, we don't talk about them. It's like, well, what about this? It's like, oh, that was in response to them. I just think they don't like each other very much. It's a geographical thing. By the way, Nats fans should despise the Angelos family, the late Peter Angelos and the family for making it hard for the Nats to exist. Like, yes. I'm on your team. I'm from the DMV. I'm a D.C. area guy. I wanted baseball in D.C. too. That I understand. But I don't get, like, holding that against Gunnar Henderson.
Right.
Being upset at Adley Rutschman for it is all. But, yeah, I think the banter between the fan bases is fun, but we don't need to necessarily religiously.
Yeah, the whole point of having meaningful sports is that you end up with some rivalries. You know, like, it's been a while here, but remember how annoying it was that Philly fans came into the ballpark and they were getting bussed down and everyone was all up in arms about that? We were supposed to be taking back the park, or the stupid Mets fans, or the 7-Train Army for, like, Matt Harvey chanting and booing the Nats when they took the field. Like, that sort of stuff's annoying, but that's also kind of the fun of having a competitive team that matters.
For sure. What if Brian Robinson doesn't play on Sunday? I really had not considered that possibility. And if I could peel back the curtain a little bit, I assumed, because they put him on the radio today, that he was just trending in the right direction. He's not going to go on the radio and talk if he's not going to play on Sunday. But maybe I'm overthinking it. He didn't practice today. I guess there's no way really to know that he's going to be fully healthy or able to play. We said last week that because Austin Ekeler didn't play, their offense was going to miss him and was going to take a step back. Not only did they not miss Ekeler, who's been super effective this season, but their offense, without him, basically didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, they were just playing out awesome.
McNichols was every bit as good as Eckler's been at any point this season. I don't think you could sustain that over a full year if you're Jeremy McNichols, but for 1 week, he elevated his game. He played like Austin Ekeler. They don't really have another version of Brian Robinson, though, in terms of, hey, wear them down, be heavy, be physical, lean on people. I've long thought he's underrated for his vision and some of the stuff he does between the tackles anyway. But that does feel, just like we said about Ekeler and we're wrong about, I would do it again. That would feel like a pretty sizable loss. He's got 100 yards in 2 of the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, and he's their guy that does that. In other words, there's like when they had Chris Rodriguez behind him, you would have not someone not as good as Robinson, but there's your 1A thumper or your level 2 thumper. They've got two scat backs in Ekeler and another version of that in McNichols, who's a blitz pickup guy, who's a little bit more wiggle, a little bit more burst, but not what Brian Robinson does, where he's punishing people, where he's between the tackles, earning some of those hard yards that you have to do to set up everything else. So that is it's that dynamic that you don't have.
Robinson on the season, 40 yards against the Bucs. They were behind in that game. They didn't really get to run it in the second half, so I dismissed that one a little bit. They've basically had 3 games out of the 4 where I would say offensively they were able to be what they wanted to be. Is that fair?
Yes.
Giants, Bengals, Cardinals. Just based on game script, they got to stay balanced and do what they wanted. 17 for 133, 16 for 33, and 21 for 101. We don't talk a lot about that Bengals game, but A, I can't believe how much they committed to him considering he averaged 2.1 a pop.
Yep.
I don't remember a time around here when a guy got 16 carries at 2 yards per.
It tells you there was a purpose to it.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Not just do it to yell about physicality and establishing the line of scrimmage and establishing the run and pretending we're in the 80s. There was a, we are setting things up off of this. We are going to make sure that you have to cover this so we can get to something else.
But in that game, when the Bengals said, we're taking Brian Robinson away, mm-hmm. Austin Ekeler averaged 11 yards per carry.
Yep.
Remember? Jaden Daniels ran the ball 12 times for 40 yards and had some real back-breaking scrambles. Never ripped anything off. The Bengals spied him a little bit, did some things where his long, I think, was 7 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But he was around the line of scrimmage, constantly picking up those first downs, spinning, getting out of bounds, occasionally getting down, avoiding contact. If the plan for Cleveland is to shut Brian Robinson down if he plays, Austin Ekeler, who is questionable but did practice today, becomes that much more important. I guess there's a possibility that both Robinson and Ekeler couldn't go. And then it's McNichols and you're elevating somebody from the practice.
Michael Wiley, maybe? I don't know. Yeah, that is.
But Ekeler told us, for what it's worth, on this show on Tuesday when he joined us, he fully expected to play. So I take him at his word that barring something out of his control, he's going to be on the field.
Yeah, you would certainly think so. But again, it's that protocol is the protocol. That's not one the ones you can cheat.
Sure,
you can't
don't really
hide.
Get to say my arm feels fine.
Yeah, you know, like, hey, Skip, I'm feeling good today. You know, whether or not it's your call. So you're hopeful that you've got both, and this is just much ado about nothing. And like tomorrow will really tell the story. But if there is no Robinson for a week, that'll be interesting because. Now, I was wrong last week, just in my assessment. I want to make sure I say that. But I thought, okay, not having Ekeler and that little easy button, we think of easy as the DeSean Jackson or Tyreek Hill, where you go for an 80-yard touchdown. But to me, the easy is you flick the ball out to Austin Ekeler behind the line of scrimmage, and he goes for 14. Like, that's an easy first down. He made that play. Yeah, a couple guys blocked it up nice, but he's wiggling. He's zigging and zagging and spinning off people, delivering a blow at the end, finishing, falling forward. He's the easy button that turns a little thing into a medium thing where it gets your first down to keep the chains moving. Not having that, I thought, would really set them back. And spoiler alert, it did not. They scored 42 points and were awesome. I wonder what it would look like the other way, though, not having Robinson and that ability to thump. Because that's not where the points come from, but the things that get you the points maybe come from doing that enough to set it up and show.
B-Rob right now is number 9 in the NFL in rushing attempts and number 10 in the league in rushing yards. If you account for everybody, because Lamar Jackson has more than him. If you just look at running backs, he's 9th in rushing attempts. He's 9th in yards. He's averaging almost 4.8 a pop. So he basically would be right outside of the top 5 in yards per attempt. He's having a great year, which I know is easy to say because he's had 2 monster games out of 4. He's had basically bad game statistically. I don't mean performance-wise, but he didn't do much against Tampa at 40 yards. Didn't do much against the Bengals at 33. So it's been like little game, huge game. Little game, big game. Still, 300 yards through 4 games. I mean, he's on pace for over 1,200 yards this season. In a year where the league is trending back to running the football, he's a top 10 guy at the position. So it would feel like a pretty sizable loss if the Commanders did not have him. We'll let you know what the word is out of Ashburn if anything comes out as the day goes on, but he did not practice today. Next, I want to talk about 2 flags that were thrown on what I think are nothing burger fun celebrations that should not have been penalized. And I want to see who is bothered by this. Like, what is the NFL trying to protect exactly? Next on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Two penalties this weekend that got called that I thought were absolutely outrageous, Danny, in the NFL. I want you to help calm me down. What am I missing here? The first was on Alan Lazard of the Jets. He catches a pass in that rainy game against the Denver Broncos. They're moving down the field. He's sitting on his butt, legs out in front of him, toes up like he's doing the V sit and reach. And he proceeds to, I'm going to call it double guns, but I would say that's a little bit misleading, okay? Not even quite the Hall & Oates double guns that you and me and nerds do. When
he's not doing, hey, what's up to this guy? How you doing over there? He's not doing that.
He's doing the, like, if you make the shape of a gun with your fingers, kind of, and then you put the other fingers together and you just kind of go back and forth, like, hey, let's do this. We're going that way. Like that kind of celebration. Mm-hmm. Pointing in the direction they're going. Not shooting at anybody. Not pew, pew, pew. None of that. It's just, I'm a cool guy. You're a cool guy.
Come on, guys. Let's shake it back.
Big play. Big first down. Nobody can catch passes. No one can throw the ball. No one can get yards. It's raining. There's a quarterback with negative yards at halftime in this game. They flag him for a 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct. Because they deemed it to be, I guess, anything involving a gun, essentially, gets you penalized, right? Now, I will admit, so there was a game, let me think of what it was. It was the Drake London catch coming over to the sideline after a game-winning touchdown against the Eagles. When he came over to the sideline, and he proceeded to, like, what appeared to be shoot like a machine gun or something celebration into the air. Like he was just spraying a magazine into the air with his fake machine gun right in front of the referee.
Yep.
And they flagged him and were like, hey, dude, it's in the rule book, man.
Come on, man.
You can't mock a firearm and you can't fake shoot things out here. We're not doing that. I got that. I totally get that. If you pretend you've got a gun and you're shooting or whatever, yes, sure, no problem. This was not that. This was little finger guns thing where he's going back and forth. And I can't stress this enough, Danny. It's not like he, like, loaded his finger and cocked it and shot it like Jordan Reed used to do, if you remember that celebration. It was not that. The other one that drove me nuts was, first of all, did you see that play with Lazard?
I did, yeah.
Thoughts?
I don't know how to describe it besides using the term finger guns. So immediately someone's going to hear that and go, yeah, but you already said.
Gun.
I don't know how to explain the gesture unless you've seen it. It's clearly not what you think of when you think of finger guns.
Correct.
It's the same thing I would do.
It's like double points.
Yeah, like if I want to shoot a rubber band and I stretch it between my thumb and forefinger, and I did that a couple times, and it's like, eh, what's up with this guy? How you doing? It's not a finger guns thing. It's not. It's a, hey, what's up with this guy kind of thing. It's not finger guns. Like, finger guns to me is different.
It sounds like a Key and Peele sketch where it's like, the third pump's going to get you.
Yeah, it's like
the, you said finger guns.
Yeah, you said guns. It. It's like if the only, and now we're getting to the minutia of finger guns. I'll go all day on this. Like, if my thumb comes down to indicate a shot, okay.
I don't think you even shoot with your thumb.
But I'm letting you know, like, actions happen. If I come down on my thumb like this, what just happened? A shot.
I don't think so.
But I'm just miming some sort of shooting,
with you
right? Like, all I'm doing here is sort of like, can I not have...
I think the pointer...
Can I not pretend I'm holding anything?
Now we're going to get really deep. If he pulls the pointer finger back...
That's another one.
That's mimicking shooting.
There's no indication of any shots fired here.
All he's doing...
Yes.
Is he's doing... the way I would describe it, like, what was he doing? What happens in life when you do that? It's like, gotcha, Clary. Yeah. I gotcha. One of the, if you're on YouTube right now, I'm going to do it to the cameras. 106.7 The Fan YouTube chat. You guys get the luxury of seeing this. But it's one of those like, hey, Danny.
Yeah?
I hope you moved your car.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be towing all the cars at 6 o'clock because of the maintenance they're doing.
Oh, God, crap. I got to go.
Gotcha.
Who's your guy? Yes, he did.
Who's your guy?
Like, it's not even Shooter McGavin level.
Alan Lazard, but it's kind of Shooter McGavin. Alan Lazard got penalized for that in the National Football League as a grown-ass man, a grown adult, taking on other grown men, other grown adults. I can't have it. I'm sorry. I can't do it. It doesn't need to be a big political debate. I'm not picking a side because I agree with whatever you think.
I agree with you guys.
But I'm just telling you, he doesn't need to be penalized for that, okay? The other one was Jeremy McNichols. Jeremy McNichols, who has been on 12 NFL teams in his career, 12, who got to play because Austin Eckler was unavailable, who got a very rare chance to get on the football field. They say, act like you've been there before. What if you never get to be there, right? What if in your entire journeyman career that dates back 7 years, 8 years, you've been there once with your lone touchdown in the pandemic year of 2020 because there was a COVID outbreak on your team or whatever. What if that's the time you got there? So he gets in the game and he's having a field day. 27-yard tutty, rips off another one, exclamation point to win the game. He does the old Josh Norman, not even to the extent that Norman did it. Okay, Norman would basically grab the arrow out of the pouch on the back. He did it in a cool way. He would like shoot the arrow, pull the bow back, and let it rip, and he'd watch it fly. McNichols did a really quick, less weapon version of that, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Penalty. Unsportsmanlike. Who are you protecting? Who are you worried about? I cannot believe these are the types of things the league cares about. I can't. Fernando Rodney in Major League Baseball, who pitched forever for the Rays and some other teams. He was on the Nats during the World Series run.
Thank you. That's World Series champion Fernando Rodney.
He was horrific in the playoffs and for much of the regular season, but he has a World Series ring.
Yep.
He used to have this awesome celly. Do you remember his celly?
Of course, yeah, because hat's not on straight. You have to start there. Like, he just could never put it on straight. Like, he probably could have, but he never did.
You're so old.
Straightened it up.
You're so old.
And maybe face it straight.
I love how he wore his hat.
Yeah, I bet you did.
He cocked it to the side.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with having hair that you can see?
What do you mean?
Well, people have hair sometimes.
So what?
So, like, you can't have long hair on Grant's team. You tell me I'm old? Put your hat on straight also. It's a uniform.
Put your hat on straight.
Yeah.
Or tilt it to the side.
Yeah.
Just tuck your hair in it. That's all that
matters. Yeah, that's all you got to do, right?
Anyway. Fernando Rodney
would,
after every save, he'd walk down the mound and he would have like one or two teammates come over to watch and he would pretend to pull that bow out, rosin up my bow, and he would shoot it into the sky and he would like track it with his hand and he'd point up and everyone would like follow this fake. It was just a thing every game in baseball. The no fun, like baseball where nothing is allowed,
right.
Where if you look at me, I'm going to hit you. If you don't look at the right dugout, you are villain number one. Brian McCann is still visiting the houses of people who wronged him in 2006 because they didn't run fast enough out of the batter's
box. Did you disrespect the A?
That sport goes, hey, look at Fernando Rodney. Cool celebration.
That's fun. Isn't that neat?
And the NFL penalizes you 15% of a football field after a touchdown for your one-half-second arrow shooting celebration? Get out of here with that.
So remember when Ron Rivera, who was on the competition committee, was talking about like the idea that players in this highly competitive, you know, alpha situation, getting in car wrecks time after time, might say something to one another. And that became the point of emphasis. Like, what if after I run you over or I just stiff-armed you into oblivion, I mentioned that you just got stiff-armed into oblivion. If I say something to you, oh, we got to penalize that. We can't have anything that might lead to anything that might lead to anything that might also lead to something that might be construed as men having a verbal disagreement that might lead to a punch being thrown or a shove or something like that. Whereas it's like in hockey, it's like, well, listen, this one check was a little hard on the good player. So we're going to have a guy walk around and drop his gloves in the hopes to they both get 5-minute majors and everyone claps hard. Like, it's just such a weird thing to me that in this incredibly violent game, there's not even you're not even allowed to express any of it verbally. That's a point of emphasis wrong. This is nonsense. If you want to get rid of something, let's get rid of choreographed river dances. Let's get rid of everyone's going, row, row, row your boat. We scored a TD. I'm wasting play clock time. The special teams are trying to take the field. What are we doing? Let's get rid of that.
You don't have to get rid of that either.
If we're I'd love to. If we're picking something to rid ourselves of, this guy, that should be fine. This guy should be fine. Okay, everyone, like we rehearsed, a one and a two and a jazz hands. No, let's get rid of that. Act like you've been there once. Be a professional for 7 seconds. You could be happy. You could have fun. I can't believe it's the point of emphasis. I can't believe it.
Real quick, which old folks home are you going to be at tonight for people to stop by and see?
Well, there are haircut requirements in order to get in. So You know what I'm saying? You got to do that.
If you guys want to go see Danny, I believe he's going to, I'll find the one he's at. There's an old folks home right off 395.
If you don't like people celebrating, stop them from scoring.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like that, stop him from scoring.
Alan Lazard had stood up already and was halfway back to the huddle before he was even informed by his teammates, hey, they threw a penalty on you. It took note. This is how quickly his celebration was.
Yeah.
Ready? Started? Stopped. That's what it was. That was the time where they got... And then you see the referees come together, and the head ref is like, what you got over there? What's the flag?
What was it, man?
And he literally does the motion. He's like, oh, he did guns.
He took out a mimic mock firearm, shot off several rounds into the air, and then returned like nothing was wrong. Let's get him.
And the head referee actually is like, you could see it. This video is out there.
So
I can post it. And he's like, are you sure? You're sure you saw this? You're sure you want to penalize him 15 yards? He's like, yeah, he did it. He did the guns. And Alan Lazard's standing there like, come on, bro, really? And he's like, okay, fine. And then he makes the announcement. How about we don't do that? The Jeremy McNichols thing was over before anyone noticed it. So my question to you, Danny Ruye, mm-hmm. or to anyone else who would like to try to answer it at 800-636-1067, who is benefiting from this? Who are they protecting exactly? Generally, you're doing something for a reason. What is the argument? Now, again, if Jordan Reed used to do this thing where he would like, seemingly cock a Glock, like pull it back and shoot in the direction where they're going. If you want to say, probably not a lot of value in that. I don't know if that's good for the brand. I get that, right? That there are some things you could do. The Drake London one, I'm just spraying into the air. I don't know why we need to endorse or support that. We won't. But we're going that way. The arrow, people getting shot with arrows outside the stadium? I doubt it. Like, who are we protecting? My kid? My son? We're going to have a tough conversation, me and him, where he goes, Dad, why did he point like that? Dad, why did he, what was that motion that he just did? Oh, he shot an arrow into the sky, son. What am I missing? As by the way, I'm sitting next to him adding another $100 into my gambling account, right? You know what I'm saying? Legally now. As players are, I mean, all these things have softened, whether it's marijuana being okay for players and all this stuff, but don't point in the direction in the shape of a finger gun. What?
The premise will be, or the idea will be, it's something something kids, right? That's the idea.
We're and not, I'm normally on that side for the record. I just think this is a bridge too far.
Well, here's where I'm going with it. That's what they'll say. It's a, you know, it's about the kids, and we want to make sure that we're protecting them from seeing it. So like, imagine if it was my house, for example, I'd be like, hey, don't watch this. Go do something else. Like what, Dad? I don't know. Go play Fortnite, which is what you play on a nightly basis. Now, maybe you could say that's my failure as a parent, but they'll find it pretty quick is my point. Like, you're not protecting anybody from anything. If you really want to do this, I'm not talking to you personally, but if you're the NFL, then I need you to not have the horror movie trailer that every time there's a touchback and before the offensive possession starts. From the mind that brought you this terrifying, gory thing, here's a masked person who's doing something for no reason. It could happen to you. Yeah. You can't do that.
He's under your bed
right now. Who are we protecting? If you'd like to protect people from stuff and not let them be exposed to those deals, then let's curb a whole bunch of the messaging that you're selling us on an hourly basis. Again. And my point is, you won't, so let's stop the charade.
I agree with whatever anyone in their car thinks right now.
Of course I do.
I want it known.
I'm on the right side.
I had to mute my TV during a commercial.
Yeah.
It was a political ad. But like my kids were looking at me like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, it's the football game. The football.
It's a football.
And I'm like moody, like grabbing for my remote. Like, just commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Settle down with the, we're going that way, being the penalty. You can settle down with that.
Mm-hmm.
Read the room a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
800-636-1067. You guys want to hop in? I'm pro. Like, I hate when people are cursing during live interviews. Please be a professional. Remember the old J.J. Redick thing? Everyone got mad at me because I want a little decorum. I'm all for the decorum. But if you're sitting on your butt, you just got tackled in the game of gladiators, and you point in the direction, Shooter McGavin style, with your two pointer fingers, and in the half second that you did that, the referee saw it and penalized you more than the first down catch you just got. I think we could probably do it a different way. I think. You can hop in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. What do men need to do 2 times a week to stay healthy? No, it's not that. But what do they need to do 2 times a week to stay healthy? That's next on G&D.
Oh.
Danny, the thing men need to do 2 times a week to be healthy, according to a study, have guys' nights.
Oh!
2 times a week.
Twice a week? That's a lot.
Now, I'm imagining that's more mental health than physical health. Because most guys' nights, and I mean, your guys' nights are like playing pickleball in your backyard. But for most people, a guys' night, you're at a bar, you're eating something fried, you're probably drinking. So I don't know that physically 2 guys' nights a week is going to help you be healthier.
Who could do that?
I don't know. I mean, when's the last time you had 2 guys' nights in 1 week?
When I went on a dude's trip and we like had to meet in a different city.
Yeah.
And even then we barely got through it.
I have guys' nights just via work a lot, I would say. Where I'm at a game and a few people, whether Clary or Dameron or somebody. Dameron, weird. That was weird. Dad.
Love you, Dad.
Love you, Dad.
One of the guys from the station, you know, we get together, whatever. Like, that's the equivalent. But, like, just meeting up with my buddies to go have a steak or something, very rare. We have a steak of the union that we do once every now and then at Randy's over in Tyson's, me and a few buddies.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly not twice a week. That's more of a quarterly appointment.
Like, I did with a bunch of neighborhood dads. My buddy Harris invited everybody. And like, he's great at galvanizing, getting the folks going. That was, like, the biggest to-do for me in months. And that was... That I couldn't imagine another, either that group or a different group, the same week. Like, that's incredible to me. Like, we went to a location.
What an ask that would be.
And we were all there.
Hey, babe. So.
Hey, you'll never guess what.
And like, using your finger to, like, draw circles on the table. So, you remember Tuesday night, me and the guys got together, and we were playing the cards and stuff?
No, that was Tuesday.
So, I was wondering, What do you think about tomorrow night? Me and the guys getting together to do something kind of like that again?
Because it's Frank's birthday, and it's a big birthday for him. And you know, he's going through. I want to be there for him because he's going through that sad thing.
Show her the study. Have a little sit down with the wife
twice a week.
Do you want me to be mentally at my best or not?
It's up to you. If you want it, yes. Then this is what I'm doing.
Feels like a lot. I would have said, if I had to guess, how many guys' nights do you need to be mentally healthy to be in a good place? I would say I probably need one a month.
Yeah, once a month.
To just get out, kick it with the dudes, and just eat something that I crave and not have anyone asking, like my kids or whatever, like yelling at me, sitting on me, jumping on me, whatever.
Cut to Rich and Olin being like, just two? Probably five nights a week, six nights a week.
Well, Rich and Olin leads the league in this category, I think.
So I feel like this study doesn't apply to our age group. It feels like a young 20s kind of thing.
It's nice you to put me in there, Darius. Yeah, thank you.
No, I'm serious, though. Like, yeah, that just,
what
it just
do you
doesn't.
Mean?
Well, the age group of folks who are married with kids, like, I can't imagine that study applies to that. That doesn't make sense.
I think that's
not
the whole
realistic.
Point.
Right.
Well, Clary, every night's a guy's night.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
He's single.
Well,
no. I have a girlfriend now.
No,
but
I don't mean that. I mean, you're not married.
I don't have kids. Yes.
Right. You're not married. By the way, show announcement, ladies and
what?
Gentlemen. Oh, how about that? Ryan
Wait, what?
Clary is taken off the market. Glenn Powell.
Wow.
Gone.
I know.
That's radio official. That's best Instagram official.
Dude, radio official.
Radio official.
But I mean, I have like two to three guys nights a week. I mean, it's pretty nice. We go to Colony Grill every now and then. We go to local bars as well.
Surprised you still go to Colony Grill.
I was gonna say, you're dating any of these guys?
No,
I
mean, no,
that's
we're
the
not.
Move.
I mean,
we're
how many
not.
People sit in Colony Grill go, ugh, he's here?
No, never once. Never
oh,
once.
Okay, that's good.
Colony Grill is a nice little hangout spot.
I would have thought you'd have left Colony Grill in the rear view, if
what,
you know what I
you
mean.
Got, you got to weave through a few of the ghosts of dates past to get to your chair.
There's a whole graveyard in that restaurant. Some bones piled up.
What did I just step on? Oh, it's a broken heart.
A lot of hearts laying around in Colony Grill. Some pizza bones and some bones.
Yeah. What kind of toppings do you have for this pizza? Any devastated ladies?
I can think of a couple. But you're young enough, Clary, where every night is guys' night.
Every night is guys' night. That's right. And I could kind of do whatever I want. Like tonight, Thursday night football, I'll probably have some friends over and watch a game.
Amazing. Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying, Dad, I think this is in reference to the married man, the father.
Because like the point is we need that because we don't get that. That's the idea, right?
But it is just unrealistic and ridiculous. It's also, I almost said inappropriate, which isn't right. I would say irresponsible. I will say, like, we're doing a lot of shtick. I do think I talked to a buddy of mine who's got a couple kids, he's a little older, really smart guy all the time. And what he has kind of figured out is that a lot of the stuff that in my mind makes me feel bad or guilty is necessary. So, like, I'll give you the example. For him, he knows if I don't leave and go to the gym, then I can't be the best me for my kids anyway. I'm not in the mood
right.
or I'm, whatever it is. So, like, if I'll leave my house and just go for a walk, not me, but him. And he's like, if I don't get that exercise or whatever comes from that, I'm not the best version of myself for them anyway.
Yep.
Whereas in my mind, I'm going, I work all the time. If I'm not around when they're around, then it's selfish in a sense. Like just to go sit somewhere and watch a game or whatever, that's a bad look. Like that's not, you know, my dad was present and around. So you kind of have that perspective,
totally,
so to speak. Whereas I think now the new school thought is whatever you got to do to be your best self when you're present
you
is,
do
is maybe the best version. I don't know. Where are you at on this, Mr. Huhe?
I'm a believer in the idea that you've got to do, like, being around for, I'm making up numbers, around and present for 90%, but you're at 100% is better than being around at 100% if you can only give 60%.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of percentages right there, but, like, so tonight, for example, I've been trying to play basketball all week, but it's been rained out outside. Early on Tuesday for the indoor game, we didn't have enough. I couldn't play pickleball. So, like, my wife totally gets that. Like, I'm always at, like, she went to the Ocean's Calling Festival this past weekend with a couple of friends. Like, don't feel guilty at all. Like, she was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm not there because you're in this fender bender. And then I'm like, I want you to have some fun. Replenish the battery. Get away from these ridiculous hyenas that occupy your homestead. You know, like, that's totally fine. I got it. But it's like, we get that you need those kind of things to replenish the battery. So I'm all in favor of that. There's a balance, though. You can't be with my one friend who plays golf 6 days a week. I don't know how he does that.
I don't understand.
I don't know how he does it.
Golf takes so many hours.
It's all the hours.
My buddy's always like, come play golf. Okay, what? I'll be there for an hour. What about the next 14 holes? I don't know how anyone has that schedule, where, unless you're retired, where you just golf a bunch of days a week. I don't get it. Brad is in Silver Spring on G&D. What's up, Brad?
Yeah, wanted to talk about the celebration thing, because the NFL came out after the Drake London one and said, like, look, we've always had a ban on violent celebrations, and I guess that's what Jeremy McNichols fell into. But, like, that's not even true by their own standards, because you've got the Bucs shooting off cannons, you've got the Pats with their, like, revolutionary firing squad, even the Chiefs with the tomahawk thing, and those all operate way more under, like, the imprimatur of the league than an individual player. So I don't see them, like, trying to curtail that at all.
True, and it's just a matter of, to me, I like the idea of saying we don't want our players glorifying weapons, firearms, whatever. Okay, cool. Is that what's happening when Alan Lazard, for 0.3 seconds on his butt after a big catch, is pointing toward the goal line and going back and forth with his pointers? Like, can we have a little common sense on this? It's not black. Everything's not black and white. The rest of the game, you're deciding, should I throw the flag? Should I not throw the flag? Maybe use a little bit of that common sense right here and right now, too. That's okay.
And that's kind of where I'm at. Like, even though I think it's a little bit ridiculous at some of the stuff that's allowed and not allowed, but whatever, it's fine. If you're going to throw the flag for it, let's make sure it's the thing that you're talking about, right? Where somebody's, like, you know, tightening their scope and getting down American Sniper style and miming that kind of a deal. Okay, let's throw the flag on that guy. Let's not do the, what's up, man? Let's not throw the flag there.
Our first look at Week 5's NFL matchups with Thursday Night Football looming next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.